From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Plant breeders at the University of California, Davis are releasing five new strawberry varieties developed to resist the soil-borne disease, Fusarium wilt. Researchers say this marks the first release from the UC Davis strawberry breeding program where all cultivars have Fusarium wilt resistance. They also say the new varieties have high yields and improved fruit quality. In California, 1.8 billion pounds of strawberries are harvested each year. New data from the USDA's Economic Research Service shows meat processing and dairy product manufacturing are the largest components of food sector sales. According to Department of Commerce data, the manufacturing plants accounted for nearly $267 billion or 16.8% of sales, shipment values, and revenue from all U.S. manufacturing plants in 2021. Meat processing is the largest industry group in food and beverage manufacturing with 26.2% of sales in 2021. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association once again announced its opposition to the Processing Revival and Interstate Meat Exemption Act, or PRIME Act. The legislation would allow beef processed in a non-USDA-inspected facility to be distributed interstate, posing a threat to food safety and consumer-trusted beef. NCBA President Todd Wilkinson says while the PRIME Act is well-intentioned, allowing uninspected beef to enter the retail market is dangerous to consumers.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.